Chapter 4. The eye looks, but it is the mind that sees. German proverb. Mama once said the most wonderful thing about being young is our ability to make things normal. That whatever life does to us, no matter how strange, it isn't long before insanity seems ordinary, as if upside down is the way things should be. That didn't make sense to me at first, but over the next 4 years after the wall went up, I saw it happen more and more. Most children barely noticed the wall any longer. They played hoops beneath the eyes of armed border guards in their watchtowers, rolled marbles in the shade of the wall, and learned to do as they were told without asking questions. I was 12 years old now, and the older I got, the more separate I felt from the other kids my age. Because I always noticed the wall. Always. Over the past 4 years, I had learned to read the guards high up in the watchtowers and know when they were looking and when they had turned away. I knew when and where the guards did their patrols along the border and where they didn't often go. And more than anything, I knew that nothing happening to us was normal. The only one who really understood that was Fritz, who said it was because I had Papa's blood in me. Not a single morning had passed in the last 4 years when I didn't think of my father and the courage he would expect from me. My walk to school passed very close to the wall, or as close as we were allowed to get anyway. I usually made the walk alongside my only real friend, Anna, who was as timid and shy as I was bold and outspoken. Where I had blonde hair, round eyes, and an athletic body, Anna had darker hair, eyes that nearly disappeared when she smiled, and a thin frame that looked as if she needed to be fed. She worked very hard to stay out of trouble, which made her an ideal friend for me. Unfortunately, my ability to avoid trouble was less skilled. I probably wasn't the perfect friend for her. Today felt uncommonly cold. I was enduring it and hoping not to arrive at school frostbitten. As usual, between us, Anna had made the wiser choice. She was wrapped in scarves until there wasn't much visible except for her eyes and mouth. I'd barely remembered my coat.
"There's a pioneer meeting today," Anna said through what looked like 18 layers of wool. "Are you going?"
I groaned. We went to